Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
And a big night in Perth with the Western Australian Australian of the Year Awards presented last night at Government House, and having a chat with Morgan Lewis, the Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Australia Day Council of Western Australia. Morgan, big night last night. Just run us through some of the major award winners, please.
G'day, Terry. Yeah, it was a fabulous night last night up here in Perth at Government House. We had a great turnout, but we were really, really thrilled to hear the results of, I think, the last 2 months of waiting to hear who the West Australian recipients are for the Australian of the Year Awards. And the biggest, I guess, the biggest surprise, but really, really fabulous to hear, was Dr. Tracy Westerman.
Yes.
Wonderful woman from the Pilbara who has been doing some outstanding work in the space of psychology.
Congratulations to Dr. Tracy Westerman. Also, our young West Australian of the Year was announced.
Well, she was. We didn't have her here in the flesh because she was out playing with the Matildas, the biggest name in soccer right now, I think we could be happy to say. And that was young Samantha Kerr. And Sam is a 24-year-old footballer. You know, went out and I think got the trifecta last night, kicked 2 goals for the Matildas, and she kicked a goal for us here in Western Australia to take out the Australian of the Year, Young Australian of the Year for WA. We had 2 others, and I'd love to just talk a little bit about them. One of them was Peter Lyndon James. Peter Lyndon James was our local hero. We pitched Peter as a tough love addiction specialist, and he's been doing some amazing work in the Swan Valley in Perth, treating men with really, you know, dreadful addiction issues, particularly around the scourge of methamphetamine, and just making amazing inroads in helping get those guys clean and back on the straight and narrow path. So a fantastic role model in our Peter Lyndon James from the Swan Valley. And our Senior Australian of the Year, an amazing lady. I hope to get to speak to her at some point, but Kathleen Mazzella. And she has just got a terrific story to tell. She was faced with a really horrific cancer in her very late 30s, one that most people don't talk about, but it's in the gynecological area, and it was cancer of the vulva, and it was quite destroying for her life. But she has turned it around, and she is an amazing role model for all women and all gynecological issues. Yeah. And I think we're going to hear a lot from her too.
Lots of very worthy winners there last night at the WA Australian of the Year Awards for 2018. Morgan Lewis from the Australia Day Council Western Australia, thank you so much for bringing us all the details.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for having us on the show, and have a great day.
Alice, on the 21st of November 1978, Chains 2, Chains 3 and Chains 4 all berthed at the old Albany Town jetty for the final time after their final whale hunt.
Yes, they did. It was the last day that the whalers went out. They didn't catch any whales that day, but they just went out for a final day before returning back to port, and there was quite a few teary eyes and emotions run high because it was the end of an era.
Because for a lot of people, that was their way of life, and, you know, a lot of jobs were lost as a result of closures. But, you know, I think this was something that divided the community. Some people were happy about the end of whaling. Others, you know, because it was their livelihood, weren't so happy.
Yes, it was a very significant event for Albany. And as you mentioned, there were lots of men who did lose their livelihood, and that had that kind of ripple effect through the community, through the businesses that they supported, and their families. So it was a big change for the town, but we feel that we've come full circle now, and we're embracing the whales as a tourism industry, and we've come full circle.
Yeah, it's always good when they pay us a visit each year. We were out there at the open day back in June, and they put on a bit of a show of the whales.
Yes, that was a wonderful open day, the Welcoming the Whales, and definitely pop that in your calendar for the long weekend in June next year as well. That'll be back on again.
And as we mark the 30th anniversary, that means we're counting down to the 40th. Next year is going to be huge down there at Albany's Historic Whaling Station.
Yes, so we've now commenced into the 40th year, and we'll be rolling out a series of events, exhibitions and functions over the next 12 to 15 months. We've got hopefully some concerts on. We've got some travelling exhibitions from the National Maritime Museum in Sydney, and we've also got a few other projects that we're currently in planning for, and we'll have some information coming out very soon.
Yeah, and historic year in 2018 as we mark 40 years since the end of whaling in Albany with the closure of the Chains Beach Whaling Company. It was a big day back in November 1978. Alice from Albany's Historic Whaling Station, thank you so much as we mark an important date in our history.
Thank you, Terry.
The Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert is happening this weekend. It's at Napier Hall, just out of Albany on Chester Pass Road, this Sunday at 1 o'clock, and entry is $20. You can catch Kate Hindle, who we caught up with earlier this week, and also Terry Bennett, who's back in WA after a pretty successful tour to Queensland. Terry, you've picked up a couple of awards and a ceremony over there.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Good morning to all your listeners. And did very well for myself. We went across to the Gidgee Coal Bush Ballad Awards and managed to pick up Album of the Year and Instrumental of the Year. So, yeah, it was a good trip.
It makes that trip home much smoother, doesn't it? It's not easy coming back from Queensland. It's a fair way.
Yeah, the only thing is those awards they give you, but they're made out of Gidgee tree, so they weigh about 3 kilos each, so I had to leave one behind.
Oh, that's a bit unfortunate. So the Gidgee Coles Bush Ballad Awards up there in Queensland. Whereabouts in Queensland did you head?
We headed across to the Gold Coast to start, and we went and saw the Australian Outback Spectacular.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone sort of heard of that, but it's a tremendous show. You sort of walk out of there and you're proud to be an Aussie, I tell you. They did a great tribute to the Australian Light Horse and just the horsemanship and the music and everything else. It's a fantastic show. And then we went up to the Sunshine Coast and saw the Australia Zoo, the Steve Irwin's family's.
He made it famous. And, yeah.
Yeah, then we sort of headed into Pittsworth where the awards were and spent the weekend there for the festival there. So.
And you're heading back to WA. You're actually a West Australian, aren't you? Born and bred?
Oh, yeah. I was actually born and bred down Mount Barker.
Oh, so a local boy made good and heading back to support a good cause this weekend. So you're off to Napier, just out of Albany, Chester Pass Road, and going to be supporting Make-A-Wish on Sunday.
Yeah, we've been doing it now for about 5 or 6 years now. And I actually brought my band of mates down there last year. We managed to raise over $2,000 for the charity. And so we've been doing it for a few years now. So we just come down every year and do it. And I catch up all my family as well, because they're all living down Albany. My mother and the brother and sister, they live down there. So, yeah, it's good to catch up with everybody and catch up with a few old mates as well, yeah.
And performing with Kate Hindle, she's had a pretty big couple of years. She's made her way onto the circuit, performing in Tamworth at the Golden Guitars and picking up a few awards.
Yeah, she's a wonderful young girl. We've actually played a lot of gigs together in Tamworth and here in WA. There was also the Boyer Brook Festival as well. So, she's a tremendous artist. Everyone's going to absolutely love her.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at $2,060. Sounds of Albany. All that cash would be nice just before Christmas, huh? That's our sound. You need to tell us what it is and where you can find it. Daryl wants to have a go on 132710. Daryl, what do you reckon the sound of Albany is?
Yeah, a nail gun at the new visitor centre they're building at the moment.
Seems to be a bit of action out there, doesn't there?
Yeah, yeah. No, and it just sounds like that, you know, so, yeah.
A nail gun being used at the new visitor centre.
Yes, yeah, that they're building up there, so.
Mate, not the one we want.
Oh.
Can't give you the money, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Didn't nail it this morning.
No, no, I didn't. Oh, well.
Sorry, mate.
Doing a good job there. Okay, see you, mate.
Thank you, mate. David is with us. David, Sounds of Albany, jackpot today at $2,060. What do you reckon it is?
I reckon, am I on?
You are on, yeah.
Okay, I reckon it is a cricket ball being hit by a cricket bat at the Albany Sports Centre.
A cricket ball being hit by a cricket bat at the Albany Sports Centre. Good guess with the ashes on and all that.
Yep.
But unfortunately not the one we want.
Oh, really? It's getting harder and harder.
Your answer is out of bounds.
Okay.
Sorry, mate, can't give you the cash.
Bye, Terry.